Robert Earl Woodard,
an Alabama native, actually raises bass in his own pond and has written a book called Eye to Eye with Big Bass, Let Her Go. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight, and we're going to talk to him.
Since my retirement in 2011, I have spent every day with my bass in my lake. I see them every day. I feed them every day. I only try to catch one maybe once a year just to weigh it to see how they're progressing as far as their growth. But yes, at my pier when I'm feeding bass, if I catch a bass with my bare hands, immediately all the big ones will leave, and they may not return for a couple of days. They have a signal mechanism that they alert all the other fish, and they send them away from the pier to deeper water to their comfort zone for safety, and they are very reluctant about returning back. They're smarter than what people give them credit for. My experience is just with Alabama, but throughout the internet world now, I have lots of friends as far out as Oklahoma, Indiana, and Illinois, and Kentucky. Bass fishing is very popular up there. It's amazing the same thoughts that they have in pursuing the bass that I have.
Again, the book is Eye to Eye with Big Bass, Let Her Go, and retails for about $30. This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.